Today, I'm going to give you the number one reason why most of your diversity efforts are failing in your organization. Let's go.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com.
You know, I was trying to figure out what to share today, what to share this week on the podcast. And, you know, a lot of times, actually most of the time, I know exactly what I want to talk to you all about. I know exactly the insight to share. And then there are other times where, you know, I might plan something, a month ahead of time or something like that. And then by the time I get to it, I'm like, I don't know if I'm feeling that or not. And I've learned as a leader to, obviously respect a plan that I set, but also not to be so rigid, you know, that I can't abandon the plan when necessary. You know, I used to tell creative people in my life who used to, just like to show up somewhere and just say, oh, you know, I'll figure it out when I get there. Or, once the countdown begins, you know, I'll know exactly what to do. But then they wanted to be spontaneous or whatever. And I'd say, you can't be spontaneous if there's no plan, right? And you need to plan so that you can abandon the plan. And so I was trying to figure out what to talk about today. And I finally got it this morning. And that is, I want to share with you what I'm coming to find in my work is the number one reason why most of diversity efforts fail in an organization. And you've probably heard me say this so many times and so many times in the podcast, but it bears repeating because it is something that I'm seeing everywhere. And that is communication. Communication about what you want to do. Communication about what you're doing in your organization around diversity work. Communication about why you're doing it. I think there are many times, and I've suffered from this as a leader in my earlier years, where I really do think that those of us that are leaders, we are concerned sometimes about over-communicating. Right? Talking about a thing too much. And I find that sometimes with the people who are beginning their diversity work and their diversity efforts is because historically, if an organization has been monocultural of some sort and hasn't been pursuing building a multicultural organization, you know, to go from not talking about this topic at all to talking about it a lot can feel really uncomfortable. And I get it. And some of the challenge, particularly if you have been a monocultural organization that has been historically white American, majority culture, that to talk about these things often and clearly and transparently, that the level of fear that there is to that and discomfort is so great that as a leader, you may choose to do nothing. And I just want you to know, I want you to hear this today. You know, maybe you turned on the podcast today because you're trying to figure out what is the next step. And I want to tell you that you need to communicate. if you don't communicate, particularly if you already told the people that work in your organization that you're working on culture work and diversity work, if you don't communicate, you allow room for people to make up their own stories. Now, we're all human, so we're going to make up our own stories anyway. Okay, so let me just get that out of the way. However, if as an organization or a leader, you don't say anything, then you give people even more room to question your motives or to say, we're not doing enough, or you guys don't care, or whatever it is that you've heard in your organization. I'm telling you today, it's possible that the number one reason that your diversity efforts are not working is communication. And usually it's a lack of communication or communication that's not clear or communication that's not transparent. Now, I want to talk to you about just this concept, okay, of why frequent, normal, clear, transparent communication is so necessary in your first steps journey towards being a multicultural organization, your culture work, is because sometimes, leaders, what you don't see is that the more frequently you communicate about what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're choosing to do it, the more frequently that you let the people in your organization know these things, that what you are building is cultural capital. Cultural capital. And see, this is the stuff that we don't always see. Because we can be so paralyzed by fear or confusion around the communication. That we end up saying nothing. And then there's silence. And then what happens is we wait until we are forced to make communication. And then what happens is we start to get into a pattern that really, if we're honest, it's the only pattern, at least here in the United States, that we have known up until this point. And that is we lean into our communication becomes only incident based. And if it's incident based, what that also usually means is that that incident is usually rooted in negativity. It's rooted in something awful that happened in the organization. It's rooted in something that terrible that happened in the country. And then what happens is the only time that our people hear from us about culture work that we're doing or something that we care about is when something negative happens. But think about all of the other times, all of the other days, all of the other weeks that you and I have as leaders to communicate about something that is creative and innovative, something that is celebratory. That is available to us as well. But we have to step into the leadership call. We need to step into the leadership call and step powerfully and clearly into communication. Let me go back to cultural capital. The more frequently you communicate about why you're doing what you're doing, what it is that you're doing, and how you're going to do it with regards to your culture work, you are building cultural capital. The daily, weekly conversations that you're having, the celebrations that you're talking about, all of these things start to build up this capital in the bank, right? It's like if you're saving money, right? Or you're investing money. Let's say you're investing money or saving money, whichever one you want. But, you know, you're taking money, you're taking dollars and resource, and you're putting it into some place that's either going to hold it or grow it or whatever it is. And you just keep putting it in, putting in, putting in, putting it in. Well, at some point, you're going to need to grab it. You're going to need to touch it, right? You're going to, at some point, you know, your bank account, you're going to go, you know, need to go make a withdrawal. But what's happening in so many organizations right now is because leaders have not made any deposits, any cultural capital deposits into the bank of work, into the fabric of their organizations. Now, every time that you wait and now are forced to make communication and conversation around things that are incident-based, it feels like to the organization, and even to you as a leader, if you're honest, it feels like you're trying to make withdrawals on things that you haven't put anything in the bank. You have to understand that communication that is clear and transparent, that is honest, that is human, is a non-negotiable in diversity work. I'm sorry if you're uncomfortable. I'm sorry if you're scared. I'm sorry if you're nervous about putting your foot in your mouth. I'm sorry that you keep holding on to narratives that may or may not be true about your communication and culture work. I'm sorry. But you said you wanted to do this. And you cannot move forward. You cannot see any of the results that you want to see with regards to diversity. You cannot build a multicultural organization and expect that you will not have to communicate as a leader. You must do that. Listen to me. Listen to me as someone who has worked in multicultural organizations, cross-culturally, has seen this thing happen, has seen it built. You must communicate. Anything in your head that is telling you otherwise is lying to you. And I'm telling you today, leaders, communication, either your lack of frequency, the lack of normalcy, the lack of clarity, transparency, humanness, is killing your diversity efforts. You cannot see what you want to see and build what you want to build without communication. You need the cultural capital. Because you haven't established it yet that you actually have that capital. You can't just decide one day that you're going to do cultural diversity work and then never talk about it and think that all of your staff are just going to be on board all the time. No, you have to talk about it all the time. And this is one of the biggest issues. Not issues. I don't particularly like that word. I'm going to say it's one of the biggest challenges, particularly, again, if your organization has been historically monocultural, white American. And I'm not saying that because there's anything wrong with white American people, right? What I'm saying is that when you're part of the majority culture, and if you're not used to having these conversations, it's going to feel really awkward to you. But you have to remember that minority cultures in your organization, we are talking about issues of culture all the time. Let me say that again. You have to know that minority cultures in your organization are having conversation about culture all the time. It is the way that we are socialized in this country. And so what you need to embrace is that for you to not say something feels weird, and for the rest of us, for you to not say something feels weird. Think about those cultures coming together in a workplace. Right? Minority cultures who are always talking about culture and race, and for a lot of times very, very comfortable because we have more practice. But we're extremely comfortable having that conversation with cultures who don't talk about it at all. Now you can already see where there's a mismatch and a disconnect in what's happening in the office. Communicate, leader. Communicate. You must communicate. Trust me on this. If you are not reaching some of your diversity goals, or if you have people in your organization that are still asking you questions about things and what does this mean? And I thought you said you were going to do this and all those things. If that is still happening in your organization, it may be an indicator that you are not communicating enough. And so I want to encourage you today. Communicate. The more you communicate about what you're doing, why you are doing it, and how you are doing it, builds your cultural capital. Let us not be only communicators when things happen and it's incident-based. Let us not be forced to communicate about diversity. But let us be leaders who are always setting the vision, always setting the tone, always setting the temperature, always trying to be as clear as possible, always working to help set the multicultural vision. This is the number one reason why your diversity efforts may be failing. Come on, let's go. We don't have time to waste. It's time. Step in. It's time for you to stop overthinking all your communication. It's time for you to stop wondering whether or not you should talk about a thing. It's time for you to stop leaning into the story that if you say something, you're going to wound the organization. It's time for you to lean in and talk about these things and let people know that you are also on your journey as a leader, and you're going to get it wrong sometimes, but you are open to people helping you and coaching you along. But what you will not do, and tell your organization this, what you will not do is be silent. What you promise to them is you will talk about it, you will keep moving. That is the communication that you need to have when you are overthinking every single piece of what is going on. Come on, leaders. We don't have time to waste. Let's go. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.